At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Andrew Gross covers the Islanders for Newsday. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5.
Andrew, Anna is going to be engaged in some conversations, as some other people will be randomly right now, with everybody getting hyped up about the Islanders. And we want to make sure that if you're walking into a conversation on the Islanders and you had no idea what you were talking about, you could sound halfway intelligent.
I'll be honest. I don't know anything about hockey. And I really don't know anything, period, when it comes to
sports. I mean, in general.
Yeah.
Right. She's not great at it. So if she was going to have a conversation with somebody, three fail-safe things that make her sound like she knows what she's talking about.
Let's see, three fail-safe things. Well, you can talk about Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz and how they've kind of revamped the organization over the past 2 years. Islanders are now in a spot to advance further in the playoffs since 1993.
Wow. 1993, that's
so,
a good one.
Right, yeah, you got to hang on to little parts of the information.
Yeah, so 1993.
Lou and Barry. Lou and Barry. Now use it in a sentence. Do something good.
You know, what Lou and Barry have done is incredible. I mean, this has been the biggest run since 1993.
I mean, you got to feel good about it this year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, for me, the uneducated, what do you think, Andrew?
No. Sounds like she's been at a couple of games here, and that's great.
All right, here we go.
What else can I say? Yeah.
Right.
Talk about Anthony Beauvillier, who's having a tremendous playoff run. Streaky scorer. His trio with Brock Nelson and Josh Bailey have been consistently scoring and really, as Barry Trotz would say, driving the engine. So say something about Anthony Beauvillier being an engine driver.
Yeah, Anthony's definitely an engine driver. You know, he's a little streaky when it comes to scoring.
Right.
But when he gets there with the other guys.
Yeah, he didn't get the other names.
I tried to write it down. Yeah.
We're going to need those other two names again.
Yeah, yeah.
What were those other two names? When he gets with those guys, it's real good?
That would be Brock Nelson and Josh Bailey.
I feel like there's a lot of unique names in here.
Right.
And this one, you could make some mistakes.
You see Brock's arms?
Well, I got one more unique name for you if you want.
Yes, definitely.
Adam Pellick. You can talk about how, obviously, the COVID pandemic has been horrific, but the Islanders did benefit because Adam Pellick, who's their best defenseman, has gotten a chance to play in the playoffs. He injured his Achilles tendon on January 2nd, and everyone thought his season was over. You know, no one expects a COVID-19 pandemic. And as a result, because we're playing hockey now deep into the summer and past Labor Day, it looks like Adam Pellick has been able to play, and that's made the Islanders a much better defensive team.
Oh. Which is really interesting, considering the fact that he was the 65th overall pick.
No, you're not allowed to Google while you're in a conversation.
What?
Look at you. Now you're showing off.
I mean, look at me. I'm ready to go.
No. Use it in a sentence. Again, you come up in a scenario. Mm-hmm. A couple of people are hanging out. I'm looking for the hors d'oeuvres, right? I'm putting cheese on a cracker right now. And you say to me,
you know, with COVID, nobody understood what was going to happen. But the person it really benefited for in general is Adam Pellick. He was 65th overall. And look how far he's come.
No, that one felt fake.
Does that make sense?
You're going to need a little bit more work. You'd be all like, right. Hey, we all got lucky. COVID, one good silver lining. Pellick is playing. I mean, that one felt more natural, I thought, to me.
Andrew, what do you think?
I'd have to go with the other one.
All right, we'll practice. We'll role play in here for a while. But we do thank you for your time. These are good tidbits.
Andrew is over you. He's like, these two morons. Andrew, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it. And hopefully you'll have some time. We can check back in. Hopefully the guys will make it and we can keep talking.
Yeah, anytime. Hopefully this is a long run. And, you know, there's about another month of hockey left here.
If you want to check out Andrew's podcast, all about the Islanders, Island Ice, you can head to newsday.com or you can download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll make you sound smart, too.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs. Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.